thank you to all of our listeners out there today. Thank you for joining us on Dakota Talk Show here. We have some awesome lessons that we want to share as far as our language today. I want to introduce myself first. My name is Diane Merrick, and I'm an Ihangtua Nakota from the Ihangtua land base. And it's a real honor to be here today to share our language with you. And before I get started, I would like to greet you in our mother tongue and share my name with everyone. And we'll translate that and then get started here with our lesson plan. Yuha chante washte nape chuzape. Na komi chajes nas nami ga ihangtua nakota ema cha. I toka wagda kesha gaoyate na yach ompiki amichik dunjapi. What I always like to start out with, no matter where it is I go and when I'm invited, is that I always like to start out with a kichi onihapi, which is a greeting in our language. No matter where we go across our land bases and our tribal relatives around us in the plains here, we have our dialect here, and we greet one another in our language. And so we say that, Yuha chante washte nape chuzape, in our language. And how we translate that is that I greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. And then I next introduced myself in my Dakota Nakota mother tongue as Snasnawi. And the translation for Snasnawi is rattle woman, which comes from the gourd. They tell us that, you know, when you greet people, you also tell them who you are. And so that's my Nakota name that was given to me. And then also we say where we come from. Who are your people? Or who are my people? What people do I come from? And that's the End Village people sharing with you from southeastern South Dakota here, where we're doing our Dakota Talk Show. It's a real honor to proud of the people that I come from, the End Village land base. Before we speak, we're always taught from our elders, that was passed down to them from our ancestors, is that in honor to your elders and to share with your wakainja, your young people that come onto this earth to learn our values, is that you always acknowledge your elders and ask for forgiveness from them before you speak. And the reason for that is that our elders have walked this earth, this makochi, say makochi, this earth, longer than we have. And so it's always important, even as we get older, as adults, we still always ask for that forgiveness, in that someone may be a few years older than ourselves. So it's always important to acknowledge those who are older than us. It's an important value for us to pass on to those that are here with the generation today and the future generations. When they say future generations in our language, they say, tokata kia we choi chahe. Or they say, we choi chahe tokata kia. So that's the future generations. Generations, they say, we choi chahe. That's how they say generations in our language. But it's important to share a little bit of our background for those of us that come on Dakota Talk Show to share our lessons or some of our Dakota with our listeners out there. So all of you out there listening, opida, thank you. Thank you for listening. And we hope you continue to listen to our lesson plans. And it's an honor to be able to preserve our language as we revitalize that. Preservation efforts are very important for us as Indigenous people. So we really want to thank you for listening to us. And that whatever it is you learn, maybe you can pass that on for us as you begin to learn the language. Share it with someone else. It's the whole vision. It's important to be passionate about your language and so you can share it with others. So I'm always very honored to be able to share and give back our language in any way I can. Before I get started with our lesson plan, I wanted to share some quotes from one of our loved ones who went to the spirit world, the Nari Oyate. That's how we say the spirit world, Nari Oyate. That would be like our Dekshi, or my Dekshi, our uncle. That's how we say uncle here in Dekshi. And, he's our tribal elder that went to the spirit world, and he was Mr. Clarence Rugwe. And I wanted to share some of the quotes that he left behind for our people here, whether it be in a coloring book or in the tape, and however it was that he preserved our language. I like to always acknowledge and share the language that some of our elders left for us, and what they really felt and how they believed and what their passions were. So today, before I get started with our lesson plan, I want to share some of his quotes. The one quote he talks about is the Ocheti Shakoi, and we talk about the seven council fires. So what he shared with that is that in his quote, he says that seven is a sacred number to the Oyate, or to the Sioux people. And we have seven councils of fire. And the pipe that was given to the Sioux people, the white buffalo calf pipe, that has seven sacred rituals to it. So those were things that he wanted to impart to those of us who are open to learning the importance of those seven council fires and the meaning for that and how we want to preserve that. And two, in another quote he had, he says that women, they're the teachers of our children. They teach them how to speak Indian and how to take care of themselves. He had a deep respect, wo'ohoda. That's how we say respect in our language, wo'ohoda, for the women and the caretakers that they were, and how they were raised and how they imparted their values onto the next generation, their wakanjas, the young ones, they call them. So he was always trying to impart that important value to the weans and to the inas, or, you know, all the young women, wikoshkanas, they call them wikoshkanas, young women. It's always really nice to be able to remember those who have gone on before us, our relatives, and what it is that they shared with us, and so that we could share that, like we are sitting here today and listening and learning from one another some of those values and teachings that they left us and how we can share that back. One of the other quotes that I want to share with you from Dekshi Clarence is, we call the earth Grandmother Earth or Mother Earth, and we come from there and go back there. So that was another value that he shared with us, a teaching, how we take care of our Grandmother Earth and how we walk on Mother Earth, that someday we go back there as well. So I wanted to share that quote with you. And then the last quote I wanted to share with you is, in his quote, he says, I believe that women are sacred, that they should be treated with respect. Our Dekshi, they're a relative there, our elder, Mr. Clarence Rothboy, who is in this spirit world. He left those quotes with us and those teachings, and that when he walked on earth here, he shared those. And as I've been sharing them, if you've listened, you will have heard them. He talked a lot about the Wia, the woman, and her place on earth here, and how they were wakan, they're sacred, and that we have wo'ohoda for them. We have respect for them. So it's really important with all the many changes on Inamaka, Mother Earth, that one thing, if we have an identity, no matter what that identity is, wherever we're from, we always try to impart those values, because those are what sustain us as a people, how we continue to walk on earth here. So today, what I wanted to do was share different conversational pieces, i'api and woye, they call them, phrases that maybe in our everyday lives we can learn the language and maybe share them with one another, or, you know, as a listener, maybe wherever you're at, you want to learn our language, and so you can impart that to your family or your friends. And the other thing is, even for us as a people, when we say in our language, we say friend. The males in our language, for friend, they say koda. That's what they call each other. They call each other koda. That's how you say friend in our language. Koda. And then the females in our culture, in our language, when they call each other friend, they say mashke. Mashke. That's how they say friend. So beginning with that, and then of course, you know, we had earlier broadcast, you have listened to some of the kinship. And then what we like to do is we like to further our language by sharing some of our conversations that we have, everyday conversations. So first of all, if we think about the time that we're in, like the season and the month, the calendar, they call that a wiyawapi. Wiyawapi. Let's say that together. Wiyawapi. So that's wiyawapi. That's a calendar. That's how we say calendar in our language. And then the current month that we're in is October. So in our language, October, how we say that, where we're at here in southeastern South Dakota, is cha wahbe gasna wi. Cha wahbe gasna wi. Cha wahbe gasna wi. So let's say that together. Cha, wachbe, kasna, we. And in our language, cha, wachbe, kasna, we means the moon of falling leaves. So we have the English meaning October, and then in our language, we say it's the moon of the falling leaves. Okay, now we want to think about everyday conversations that we may hear or we want to impart. So take for instance, like for breakfast or food, they say woite, 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 that's food. And then typically the first meal of the day for many of us, our jobs or going to school or whatever our travel is, whatever our journey is, they say oichi mani. So many of us make a oichi mani on a daily basis. So when we say oichi mani, that's journey. That's our journey. Whatever that journey is, whether it's at night or during the day, that's how we say journey. Oichi mani. So typically then the morning is hihani. Hihani. They say the first meal is hachana wotapi. Hachana wotapi. That's the first meal of the day. They call it breakfast. So if we can say that together. Hachana wotapi. Hachana wotapi. That's how we say breakfast. And then for those of us that have lunch, lunchtime, in our language we say wichoka wotapi. Wichoka wotapi. So if we want to say that together, then we would say wichoka wotapi. Okay, if we look around us, then we have maybe the end of the day that we get to for some of us, how our schedules run. For supper, or sometimes we call it dinner, they say chtayetu wotapi. Chtayetu wotapi. Evening meal. If we can say that together. Chtayetu wotapi. Okay. Number two, we want to kind of share a little bit of our origins for those of us that are open to learning some of our language and the connection that we have to that language. They tell us from our ancestors and how our language comes about, our mother tongue, and the importance of that is meaning. It is really beautiful when you understand the meanings of your language and the origins to that. As you begin to learn the language, then that connection to that. For instance, they talk about individual, they talk about the collective, and then they talk about the universal connection that we have as indigenous people to our language. And within our dialect area, we have we. They say that we, they say that's the individual consciousness we come with. Like, for instance, the we, that connection in our language, the we is the moon or the sun. Like Ampa Owi. Ampa Owi, that's the morning sun or dawn. And then we also have a Hahepi, Hahepi Wi, that's the moon at night, Hahepi Wi. And then when we look a little more in that and hear a little more, we think about the word Wiya, Wiya, the woman. That is how we say female in our language, Wiya. That comes from that connection, that individual. Connection, they talk about consciousness. And then also we chasha, we chasha, that also has that individual consciousness from the origins of our language. And then they also tell us that wo, when we use words with wo in our language, like wo Dakota, wo Nahong. So wo Dakota is like from our identity as a people, whatever dialect we come from. Whether it's Wolakota, Wodakota, Wonakota. That's a collective consciousness, a grouping. That's collective. Like your Teoshpa is like extended families. That's what they tell us, is that that's a collective meaning from our language, Wo. And then we also talk about the Wa, And then they always say that that's like universal in our language. When we use the word wa in our language, when we say things with wa, that's a universal connection and the sacredness of that. Like for instance, with wa we say wa kan panka, wa kan panka. In our language, Wakantaka means in English the great mystery, or sometimes we say creator or God. However it is that we say in English what God is to us, or what the creator is to us, or what the great mystery is to us. In our language, Wakantaka, truth. And we also say Wakjachjana. So when we think about that in English, Wakjachjana means flowers, blooming flowers, flowers, Wakjachjana. So that's universal. Or the word Wa-un-shi-da, Wa-un-shi-da. That's to have compassion. So if we can say that together, Wa-un-shi-da, Wa-un-shi-da. To have compassion. So that's kind of like a little part of our language we want to share as far as some of the origins and the meanings. And then we also want to share a little bit about our verbs in our language and the meaning of those, and some conversation we can use from day to day. For instance, like this time of year, for some of us, where we're at, whether we have allergies or we're in a different area where the weather changes, for our listeners out there, like my throat hurts. In English, we say my throat hurts. And then in our language, we say dote mayaza. Dote mayaza. My throat hurts. So if we can pronounce that together. Dote mayaza. My throat hurts. Another conversational everyday use we can use. It's like in English, it's like leave it alone. Leave it alone. In their language, we say he ayushta. He ayushta. Can we pronounce that together? He ayushta. Okay. Sometimes we want to think of how we really care for one another, and we say that when we cherish and love someone in our language, we say tehinda. Tehinda. Tehinda means to cherish and love. For myself to say I love you, I in my language would say Tehichinda. Tehichinda. If we can say that together. Tehichinda. Tehichinda. I cherish you. So like every day in our lives, you know, we say and we're happy to see someone, you know, we really have never really in our origins had a good morning. When we see one another, wherever that is, in greeting, we say, Ni na tayan wa chianke. Ni na tayan wa chianke. Ni na tayan wa chianke. It's really good to see you. We say, when we're going to part from that connection there, we say, Doksha. Ake wa chianke kta. Doksha ake wa chianke kta. I will see you again. So now if we go back to that, if we can pronounce the first one together, it is really good to see you. We say together now. Nina danya wa chianke. Nina tayan wa chianke. As we leave that place with one another, then we want to say that we will see each other again, or I will see you again. We will say that together now. Doksha ake wa chianke kta. Doksha ake wa chianke kta. I will see you again. Those of you out there listening to us, nayach umpi. Nayach umpi, you listen. Nina wopida, ngeni chapwe. We want to thank you for listening to us. We have so much more of our language to share, and always so little time. But each time we come together to hear our language and learn from one another, We're always very honored that you would take the time to listen to us and want to hear our language and learn from each other. One day you can share that with those others wanting to learn our language. At this time, we want to be able to come back again and share other parts of our language and conversation that would be meaningful to you. You know, one of the things that would be important to share with our listeners out there, you know, if you're listening to us on the computers, that's our technology. So it's important, you know, to always share with you the new words that come up in our language to be able to say that. In our language, for computer, we say, wo on spe omanaya. Wo on spe omanaya. So if we can pronounce that together. Wo on spe omanaya. Omanaya means to gather. And wo on spe is like the knowledge, the learning. That's the gathering of knowledge. And so that word there from technology for the computer is wo on spe omanaya. Everything that we learn and impart, we hope that you can pass that on. And then during our next lesson, we'll bring you more of our woye, our phrases, so that we can share with one another and learn from one another. Thank you.